Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Philip Wiest, and in this show, we're going to discuss mastering Crystal Reports 2008. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started with mastering Crystal Reports 2008. Crystal Reports is one of a many breed of business intelligence software programs, and the whole concept of business intelligence is your ability to translate large quantities of data, raw data, into meaningful information. And there have been many books published in the last few years which have taken up the concept of translating large amounts of data into meaningful information. One of the most popular, a bestseller in the United States, is a book titled Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And in his book, he attempts to translate data into information to determine predictability. And among the things he discusses in his very first chapter is the idea of the likelihood of someone growing up in Canada to become an all-star hockey player. And the author, Malcolm Gladwell, asserts that based upon statistics that he's analyzed, if you're born in the month of January, you are highly likely to be able to grow up to become an all-star hockey player. And the reason he explains is because he looked at the birthdays of those people who participated in all-star hockey teams in Canada, and almost universally, those children and young adults were born in the month of January, just from his analysis. And he tried to figure out why this pattern was true. And apparently, in Canada, age group hockey is always broken down by year, and each year begins with January 1st. So who would be the oldest of the 12-year-olds who are on the 12-year-old team, the ones born closest to the beginning of the year, those who were born in the month of January of any particular year? And if they happen to be the oldest of the 12-year-olds, would it also stand to reason that they might be the tallest or strongest of the 12-year-olds in comparison to the younger 12-year-olds? If they were the tallest or the strongest, would they be likely to get more playing time or just be naturally better at hockey because of their size or maybe maturity in comparison to the younger 12-year-olds? It's possible. And Gladwell postulates that that follows the child throughout his hockey career because, after all, he'd also be the same oldest or strongest of the 13-year-olds or 14-year-olds or 15-year-olds and on and accumulate more playing time, more attention from the coaches, more coaching in general, and therefore be more likely to grow up to become an all-star hockey player just because the month the child happened to have been born. Now, I'm not a parent. I'm an uncle, which doesn't really count, but I'm told that parents have to make that same decision when their children are born in the summertime. In that, will they send them to school a year early so that they become the youngest of the children in that class? Or do they hold them back a year and wait till the following year when they'll become the oldest of those children in that class? And who's to say whether or not that has an impact on the successfulness of that student? But if you're working with Crystal Reports, your challenge is to work within the features of Crystal Reports to determine some kind of predictability for the data that you're collecting. In other words, maybe there's some correlation between the distance someone lives from work and their absenteeism. Maybe there's something to do with students in a school whose statistics you're collecting and whether or not you could predict they'll need more help from teachers than others. What is the significance of someone who is on or in college and who happens to have a scholarship versus one who doesn't have a scholarship? Is one of those students more likely to excel in college in comparison to the other? It's hard to tell. But with Crystal Reports, that's exactly what you may be able to tell more quickly. Because in Crystal Reports, your goal is to begin a new report, connect to a data source, pull that data from the data source into the report, and then rearrange it in a clever way that reveals something meaningful about the pattern of information that's nested in that data. When you'll be using Crystal Reports, you'll be able to begin a new report by choosing File and then choosing New. Imagine if that were something that Malcolm Gladwell had been doing when he was working with Crystal Reports. Because under the File menu is a choice that's called New. And from there, you can either choose a crosstab report, a mailing label report, a standard report, or a blank report. And in our Mastering Crystal Reports 2008 course, we've been looking primarily at building a blank report. And once you choose to build a blank report, then you're asked, where is the data source? And there are very many different types of data that Crystal Reports can read. And when you're using Crystal Reports, as soon as you choose to make a new blank report, then you're asked to choose the data source, whether it's an ACT database or an Microsoft Outlook database that stores appointments and phone calls and emails, or whether it's a SQL Server database or an Oracle Server database. You never know what kind of database you're going to be working with when you're working with Crystal Reports. It all depends on your client, your customer, or your manager or supervisor and where they actually store their data. They could actually store it within a Microsoft Excel file or a Microsoft Access file or a FileMaker Pro file or a QuickBooks file. All of those are qualified ways with which to connect to data and pull that into the report. But once you do choose that report, or once you choose that data, then you have to choose the names of the tables from that data that you'd like to utilize. In other words, as you know, databases are often broken up into more than just one table. They're broken up into multiple tables that may have relationships between those tables. And each one of those tables stores different types of information. You may have a table that's named employees that has a list of all of your current employees. You may also have a table that's called customers that might include all of your customers. If that's the case, then that table named employees and that table named customers may be in effect united by their connection to a transactions table, a table that stores orders that are sold to your customers by those employees who happen to be salespersons. And in Crystal Reports, you can use one or more tables to build the report that you're trying to create. In effect, if I were Malcolm Gladwell and I were trying to determine the birth month of my employees to predict perhaps what employees do the best in their jobs based on the birth month or maybe the birth year, I'd be lucky if I had the month in the database, but my prediction is you don't. You see, in the database that you're probably working with, you may have the birthday, or maybe the hire date, but the month is nested inside of that birth date. And so, as a person who works with Crystal Reports, even though you can connect to that data source, you're still going to be expected to rearrange that data in a format that you can use to group things by and that you can use to build into charts or graphs. That's going to require you to use a formula. And among the things you've learned and you will continue to learn the more you use Crystal Reports is the usefulness of the different kinds of formulas that come with Crystal Reports. It's comprised of many different functions that you can choose from, functions that bear a striking resemblance to the functions that you see in Microsoft Excel. Now, let's say, for example, you were the person who was using Crystal Reports and you truly wanted to pull the month out for an employee or to discover what months people were born, much like Malcolm Gladwell. If that were the case, what you'd be doing is using one of the many date functions that come with Crystal Reports. And when you go into the formula editor feature of Crystal Reports, you can choose from amongst dozens of different functions. And the function in this lesson I'm focusing on is one of the date and time functions. For example, in the date and time function category inside of the formula editor, you actually have a function named year, and a function named month, and a function named day. And if you were interested in converting a birthday into just the month that it represents, what you would be doing in Crystal Reports is using one of the fields that you have in your database. In the database that we've been and will be using in this course, we actually have a birth date field. And combining that birth date field with the month function enables us to convert, or at least discover, the month of that birth date. And when we have a list of employees and we add that calculated field to the report, ultimately we will see for each of those different employees the month they were born. The trickiest part is knowing the name of the function that you're going to be using. And when you use the proper function, you'll be able to see that particular month in the form of a number. Now, we can always change the month into the word that it represents. For example, the 12th month is December, the first month is January, by the function that's called toWords. And that will be able to convert numbers to words. In the case of working with a date and time function, though, inside of the formula editor, there is specifically a function that does that as well. It's actually called month name. And so if you put the results of calculating the month inside of a function that is named month name, then you'd wind up with the conversion of the month as a number into the month as a name. Because the purpose of this is to just simply display the name rather than the number of the month. And you'll see December and February and August and September. If we look again and think again about the function that I've just been describing, one of them is titled month name, and then it is followed in your sentence with the word month, followed by the actual date you're trying to translate. And what will happen is that the date will be translated into a numeric month with the function named month, and then converted into the words that represent that month by the function that is titled month name. That's how you would achieve the same goal that was achieved by Malcolm Gladwell in his best-selling book. That simply converts the month into the month name. If you're truly curious about these various named functions that are inside of Crystal Reports, what you could do is click on the Help button inside of the Formula Editor, which looks like a question mark, or press the function key F1, and then type the word month into the search window that appears on the screen. Because when you do, among the things that will be returned in the matching area will be the word month and the function that I've been describing. If you were to look in the index section of the help system of Crystal Reports, under the category of index, if you type in month, you will see at the very top of the list a definition of the month function, and beneath it, on the very next line, you would see month name as well. It's an interesting concept to pull data from a database and then decide to translate it into something that would be useful to you. But that's exactly what the purpose of Crystal Reports can do. And maybe if that were the case, you'd be able to go and format a chart or a graph that identifies by month or by any other criteria that you specify how you'd like to analyze your data to discover the numbers of people who were born in any particular month, to be able to determine for hiring purposes who would be appropriate choices to interview, to consider for jobs based on the distance you've calculated they live from the office, or based on their numbers of members of their family who live with them, whether it's a large family or a smaller family. If you're looking at other types of data about your customers and your clients, What month is the busiest month of the year? Maybe that would affect your staffing levels. You could look at other ways of identifying data by looking at the months when you have the greatest numbers of transactions, or the months when you have the greatest amount of attention being paid to the commercials you sponsor, or the programs you televise, or the, again, transactions that you have at the hospital or in a law enforcement venue, what days of the week are busiest. All of those are interesting ways of analyzing data. And your job in Crystal Reports is to rearrange information, is to use your imagination to be able to determine facts upon which business decisions can be made. That's what you do with Crystal Reports. If you have any questions or comments about information covered in this presentation, please use the question and comment box. Thanks for listening to me.